And we're back. Welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rood.
And I'm Just Harold. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
We are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yes, the Regular Guys, Random Thoughts Podcast, 90 Day Fiancé, Season 9, Episode 14, Recap. Be sure to like, subscribe, and definitely leave a comment.
So good. You are so good at this.
Getting better.
I can tell you're into it now.
No. As I was watching this episode, I'm just like, divorce. Just get it over with. Just break up. Go back home.
Everybody go home.
Yeah. Girl, bye. Just go home.
It's 75 Day Fiancé.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You know, well, let's get into it. Let's start with our favorite throuple, of course, Patrick, Thais, and John, where Thais, the little lying bugger that she is, finally tells her dad that she's getting married. And her dad wasn't holding anything back.
Mm-hmm. That was a straight face, very stern.
Really?
But I think the dad was right in saying she should have told him sooner. You know, if this is your best friend, I don't understand that. Yo, my dad's my best friend, my mom's my best friend, but I'm going to keep this secret.
Right.
Because I don't want to tell my best friend. You're my best friend. I tell you everything.
Right.
You know, but if it's your dad, he's going to love you anyway. Just tell him. And like I said, he knows because there's cameras in his face. He knows.
I was about to say that. To your point, you said he knows. And he does because he's like, you could have just told me earlier. Like, daddy's going, I'm not stupid. I was young once. And I don't know why as kids, and we did it as kids. And the kids after us do it, and our kids are going to do it. And they're going to act like we're idiots and we don't know. And we were never their age and think that we're just stupid.
Well, yeah, it's true. But I mean, I've always said I think Thais is pretty immature. Mm-hmm. And a dad knows, you know, she's not the mature, responsible one. But, you know, if a dad doesn't like you, you know, you're wanting to propose and get married to somebody and the dad doesn't like you, how do you overcome that? Because if you go against the dad's wish and do it anyway and it doesn't work out, the dad was right.
Okay.
If you get with him and it does work out, maybe the dad's going to turn around or come around to you. But if they just don't like you, I mean, you and I, we have people we just don't like.
Yes.
No matter what they do, they could save puppies. They could cure cancer. We'd be like, that's great that they did that. I still hate their guts.
Well, I will say this. Now, hate is such a strong word, first of all. But
the dad hates Patrick. Look at his face. The dad hates Patrick.
But he hates Patrick for a good reason. Because he's got a beautiful young daughter, and he feels this American guy just wants to come to Brazil, get him one of these fine Brazilian women, and take him back and use them for sex pleasure, right?
He's been doing that for 2 years already. The dad knows. Ain't like he thinks that they're not.
Oh.
What? I mean, does he really think that his little saint of a daughter is not trying to knock Patrick down in the back seat of a Tesla on the side of the road like they did on the way to Dallas?
Well, he will after he watches the show, that's for sure. But you're right. I mean, you know, so glad she finally told her dad, though. Glad she told her dad. You know, John actually was likable in this episode because he was there kind of just being there for Patrick in the John way, but still being there for Patrick still.
I just love the accent. I'm telling you, he's like a Bill Burr to me every time he talks. I'm just like, get it.
Hey, as we head over to Kansas City, Missouri, Bilal and Shaida. You know, before we get to Shaida really taking your advice and speaking to the family lawyer, I just want to point out how much your frat brother is such a friggin' kid.
Well, I guess no work for me. I'll make money later.
What the hell? How old are you, dude?
Hey, you know, my mom's been in real estate. You just can't just walk away and take a break. You got to hustle, close those deals, set up a showing, set up a listing. You got to do that stuff pretty quick. So I get it.
No, I mean, you're just trying to
holidays. I see my mom, Christmas, Thanksgiving, just talking with clients, sending out emails, setting up stuff. It's a very demanding job.
I am sure it is. At the same time, if this is the woman that you're trying to marry and you want her to sign these papers, then, you know, this is, you can take a couple minutes. I will say this, though. And obviously, she should have told him ahead of time, like, hey, can we go to the coffee shop in 30 minutes, in 45 minutes, in an hour? Not, hey, you going somewhere? Yes, to the coffee shop. You want to go? Do you want to go? You need to go with me because we need to talk.
Well, that's because the producers were in her ear, like, tell him now. Now. Because that makes more of a show. If they plan it, you know, that takes away the fun of reality TV, right?
Yeah, it does. Because, you know, we hadn't seen him in his office all damn season. And all of a sudden, here we are, episode 14, he's finally sitting down in his home office. We hadn't even seen his office. But, okay, so there he is in the office. They go out. And I know while they're sitting in this coffee shop away from the kids, and I like the reasoning that she had, let's go away because the kids are upstairs. We don't want to hear him talking. She says, and she has said this, I think even on social media, because he's been getting a lot of backlash for the way he's been treating her on the show. And she's like, oh, he's a loving guy. He's very romantic. She even said in the last episode, how he's so romantic. But every time I hear him speak to her, all I hear is him scolding a child.
Condescending. he's very condescending to her because he's in a position of power.
Right.
Talked about that. Financial power. He's very condescending. Now, what I thought was interesting is when Shai said something about his track record. And I'm like, his track record? He hasn't trusted her from the beginning. They had 2 years of this long-distance relationship, and he's talking to her from the closet because he didn't want her to see his house and all that stuff. So he has not trusted her from the very beginning.
Right.
And thinks that she wants to take all of his stuff. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that happened in the last two marriages. Mm-hmm. So I don't understand where this is coming from. And is it because she's coming from Trinidad? That's why he's
probably
treating her this way? But he's never trusted her, in my opinion.
Probably because he may actually even feel that she's out of his class. Well, and it'd be hard for him to think that just because he thinks very highly of himself, and you can tell. But
as most alpha men do.
Yeah, and they're mostly all wrong. Now, did you notice that now that Shahid is asking for protection on her side, I want to protect my yoga business. If this blows up, this doesn't happen for us, you don't try to take this from me. All of a sudden now he's got reservations about signing a prenup because,
well, you're saying, what if this becomes millions or billions and I get nothing?
I agree with him 100%. What she's getting is startup capital.
Oh,
that's
boy.
A business loan. You know, so I agree with him. So what he has built, he already had before he met her. Maybe what they build going forward, you know, she walks away with some money, but not like everything. If he owns a bunch of houses and he already owned those before they met, she shouldn't touch that. But for her to ask him, I need you to set me up with my business in Kansas City. And then if we don't work out, all of that business is mine.
Yes.
So right now, she doesn't have enough income or consistent income to qualify for a business loan to get her own studio. So he would have to pay for that and put that in his name. And then if the business does well and starts to be profitable, then how are you going to make that work? And I've been in Kansas City. I don't think there's a lot of yoga going on in Kansas City. Lived there for a few years. Kansas, on the Kansas side, Overland Park, make your money, girl. But Kansas City? Them ribs is good.
Maybe she's doing yoga and barbecue. Who knows?
She has a little studio right next to Gates, so you can go do some yoga. Go on over to Gates. Welcome to Gates. Can I help you?
part of the yoga exercise is to reach the barbecue sauce in the hard-to-reach spot. What's that
downward dog? I'm a downward dog into this plate of ribs.
But it's not an unreasonable request. He has the ability to help finance and get her business started over here because she's going to need all new clientele. Well, yeah, you can get that money back, maybe a little bit. And here again, but he can't get half of her business. No, he may get a piece of it, maybe a one-time payment out. That's it. But at the end of the day, I don't think that, especially if he's trying to protect himself all the way with his money, then why shouldn't she protect herself as well? I totally agree with her. And I think that's where this comes in. And I'm glad she got her attorney from back home, the family friend, even though, oh,
Fareed? Really?
Like, what'd you wanted to go get? Madeline, would that have been okay for you, Mr. Bilal?
Well, I disagree with you here, because and I'm sure Bilal will be smart enough to put this clause in if he does decide to help set up her business. Then if they get a divorce, he should get all the money he put into it back.
Yeah. And that's what I said.
If he put in 50 grand mm-hmm. and all she's made is 55 grand, mm-hmm. well, then she walks away with $5,000. And he gets 50.
Here's the thing I would do. If he put in 50 grand in that business, he gets 50 grand back plus a percentage of that 50 grand. So even if it's 10%, right? Now, if she only had 55, then she'd be in trouble because she'd be ass out. But she still have a brand. But but if she's made 100 grand, yeah, he walks away with most of the money first. At 55, she has 45. But guess what? She still has the brand and the ability to make more. And that's what you're worried about at the end. Protect the brand. She gets to keep the intellectual property. And that's good. And I'm fine with that. And if that's the kind of deal, and of course, here we are brokering a deal. We're nowhere close to a law degree, have no idea how a prenup even friggin' works. And here we are trying to broker this deal like we're in the middle of this. But you know what? That's what reality TV will do to you. Now we're reality TV lawyers.
Well, that's what I was thinking just now as you were talking about it. Like, we should get a lawyer to come on that knows about the K-1 visa process and all that. Because you're saying that even if they don't work out, he's still financially responsible for her for a period of time. So to me, yeah, that's on top of whatever's in the prenup, if that's the case. So maybe if we know a lawyer, if any of our listeners knows a lawyer that knows about this process, immigration attorneys, love to
get one. I gave you that information when I went to see my lawyer at the law offices of Google. Found that information. What do you need to go pay somebody else to come on for? What are we doing here? Come.
You're right. What you found's on the internet, so it's 100% true. But agree to disagree on Bilal and Shai. Shai needs to pack up and row the boat on back to the Trinidad. River.
You got to excuse him. He just came back from Jerk Fest. He saw a lot of West Indian dances. You have to excuse him.
I don't know what this was. Then y'all did
Lego
this
the
little
bird.
Yeah, I don't know what that was, but it looked fly. I was like, I don't know what that is, but everybody's doing it.
Oh, my God. Well, let's fly on over to Albuquerque, New Mexico. Even Muhammad. And it was interesting and painful to watch the interaction this entire episode, man. I mean, you know, here's the one thing I thought first. Of course, Muhammad would not feel comfortable around Eve's friends. They're a bunch of old women who, the first time he met them, what'd they do? They asked him about his sex life and his sex history of a man that's very religious. Now, he may not be a pastor, but if you look at him in the light of somebody as strongly religious as he is, as strong in his religious belief as he is, then that's what you're looking at. Would you do that with your pastor? If not, you should not have done it with this man. Oh, you would, wouldn't you? Never mind.
I think if your pastor's Kirk Franklin, I'm like, I don't have to ask.
Touche. Touche.
So when they came on the screen, immediately the first thing I typed in my notes, just break up already. just break up already.
The end.
You know, there's no point in doing this. He doesn't like Eve's friends, and he never will.
Yeah.
And then my next note was, break up. That he's never going to like her friends. And then I'm looking at this. I'm like, okay, you're telling me you're going to do a fire ceremony with a devout Muslim. Why
exactly
would you do that? And then her friend out there, you know, doing a little chant and da-da-da-da to the moon and whisper to sticks. Why would you do that? And I liked his response. Like, so what did you think? He was like, well, I thought the fire was really warm. It was good.
It was a little cold. So yeah. I'm glad we were close to the fire.
So glad we were warm. But yeah, and then she's like, you don't like us. No, I don't.
Yo, that shit was so cold blooded. You still don't like us? No.
No, I don't. With a smile, like a friendly, no, I don't like you. And I respect that. He's not even getting mad, you know, going all American. He's just like, no, I don't like you. Yeah.
And the crazy thing to me is it's not just even the whole thing about throwing the fire ceremony, right? Because then Eve has the nerve to say, well, you know, if he, I wish you would have shown a little bit more respect to my beliefs because I respect his belief system. If you respected his belief system, you would not have made him sit through that BS. I know that man was sitting there like, is this witchcraft?
Exactly.
I've seen this shit in a movie or two before.
Yeah. Yeah, that was just a mistake on their part. I mean, swing and a miss, you don't do that to somebody who's... And you can't look at them being open-minded. I think there's a difference of open-mindedness when it comes to religion. You know, you can be an atheist and be open-minded and say, hey, I respect the fact that you believe X. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Great. I'm not going to try to stop you from believing that. Right. And vice versa. You can be a Christian and say, hey, you know, I respect your choice to be an atheist. You know, but you can't say, hey, I know you're an atheist, but what are you doing Sunday?
Before brunch, I've got a brunch pre-party for us to go to.
I know you don't believe, but we're having this little thing at my church. It's not like church. I mean, we're going to sing, you know, we're going to pray a little bit. The pastor's going to say some words for an hour, and then we're going to pass the collection around. But it's not like a church. Mm-hmm. Just want you to come. It's bring friends and family. You're my friend and my family. I just want you to come to a service with me. Would you? No.
And then after that, we'll go to Golden Corral.
When I was a kid, it was Ryan's. Remember Ryan's?
Yes, I remember Ryan's.
You see everybody in church in there just, hey.
West, at least that Western Sizzler, Western Sizzling.
Yeah. Or don't forget about Luby's. Man, I miss Luby's. Luann Platter. What you know about that?
I don't, actually. Thank God. What I do know about our next couple here, Ari and Benny, in Princeton, New Jersey. I can't with this girl. I cannot. Why is she trying to invite her ex-husband to the wedding? Is she hoping that he'll stop the wedding? And apparently... Benny got to him first and said, if you show up, I'm going to put you in that reverse chokehold again. Because he was like, no, I've got to get on this plane. And he started looking in his eyes. No.
Yeah.
I've got to leave.
Yeah. I'm sure Benny had to have a conversation with him, but I think Ari wants her husband back.
Yeah.
You know, 10 years in, I think she wants him back. So I think that's why she invited him. But I still think they shouldn't get married. But did you check out Benny's sewing skills? So, you know, I feel better that he doesn't work. He can just make clothes. I mean, the kids grow and change so much.
Yeah.
You try to go out and buy clothes for him, it's going to last a week. Then he can make them. So he's at home. He's not working.
Right.
In between training, go ahead and make a few Oshkosh Bagosh knockoffs.
Well, yeah, you know what? And she can wash them and iron them because she's not working either, apparently.
You know what, though? I really think, and I put this in my notes, I think they really love each other, but they're not the right fit.
Right.
And part of me wonders, because on the outside looking in, a lot of us are like, Ari, what are you thinking?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you should know better. Especially, you're not in Ethiopia. If you're in Ethiopia, a total different world. Mm-hmm. You're here. And this mindset Benny has, it's not going to happen.
Right.
But do you think that maybe she's staying? Because if she leaves, it would be another failed relationship.
That's
publicly.
That's actually a good question. I do think, like you say, they do love each other. We've seen their journey along for a long time, but at the same time, as much love as they have, she disrespects him way too much with that ex-husband that I just can't get with. And it's one of those things where, yeah, she may love him, but she still loves the old, and she got love for that old thing, and she wants that old thing back too. So,
you can't be disrespected if you are allowing it.
Well, I mean, now to be fair, when they're in Ethiopia. And the mother first met Benny, and they went to go see Benny at work, and he was a dancer. And they're watching him dance with this woman with her crotch in his face. And her mom is the one that kind of stoked some of that jealousy. You're like, are you okay with this? And I'm like, why would you do this? Why would you put this in her head? You know your daughter, right? To be fair, Benny also has had women along the way, and there's been trust issues, and granted, the mother's there stoking the fire every time. So it's on both sides. Maybe they're just not ready for each other yet. Maybe that's it. Sometimes people are just not ready.
Right person, wrong time. Possible.
Or but maybe they're just not right for each other, period.
They should still break up. Don't do this wedding.
You know, we take it to Charlottesville, Virginia, and Cara and Guillermo. Guillermo is the bigger man after speaking to his mom, right? Apologizes. But is it me or was Cara's response just utterly ridiculous? Well, he's got to take me as I am. That's I am who I am, and that's it.
How do I word this?
Very tarot-like.
So, I don't know about you, but I've never been around a woman that was mad at me. And I just said, hey, you know what? I was thinking, I was wrong. Da-da-da. Are we good? And they're like, hey, I'm glad you said that. I'm cool, too. It's like, you know, it's like an electric oven. You got to let that stuff cool off her. Mm-hmm. She's still hot. So yeah. She's just not got to hear him apologize and be like, it's okay, babe. You want some meat? No, she's still pissed. And mm-hmm. so he has to understand that. I do like what his mom told him, because you do have to like a person for who they are now. Mm-hmm. And you can't try to change them or hope they're going to be anything different. And so Guillermo had to do that. So I think what Cara did was, she was still a little mad, sent him down to the basement to go, you know, babysit the dog. So her and her friends could come up and take shots out of penis glasses. Did you see those glasses?
I totally.
I was just like
every part of that. I've seen enough of Cara to know what was about to happen.
Why is that a thing for women to do that? Like, guys, we don't do that. Like, we don't walk around. The craziest thing I've seen some guys do at a bachelor party, it was like a whole day. I think it was my cousin's bachelor party where he had to carry a naked doll, blow-up mm-hmm. doll. Okay, that's it. But all the guys aren't taking shots out of whatever.
Vagina cups.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, but women do that little penis stuff and all that stuff. It's just, I just don't understand that.
You're right, because guys go to strip clubs and just take the shots off the strippers. You're right.
I think it's better. Why create dishes for people to wash? You know, I'm looking out for the environment.
Yeah, you're not throwing away these plastic cups.
Yeah. This plastic is bad for the environment.
I'm using this human shot holder for me instead. Jabri and Miona, Rapidson. This was great in the lead up last week when they showed, I feel like I'm 15 again. Well, you're acting like you're 15. Well, you know what? Guess what? Jabri's parents acted like they're 16 and 17. they are such kids. I'm like, who is a parent? Who is a child here? I mean, now I understand why Jabri acts the way he does, looking at his parents. Seriously. Mm.
So I think this is what the producers want us to think, that his parents being childish.
Yeah.
His parents, according to the mom, she said that we talked about this, that there was a timeline. And we said, you know, 90 days. And he said, well, that's still the end of the year. We got one more month. And she's like, that's great. But what's the plan? Because there is no plan. What's going to happen after one more month? And yep. I think I like how they said that with Jabri. You got to set some of those boundaries or else he'll
yep.
exploit they did do it. That. Mm-hmm. And so you got to have a plan. Now, I will say, if they liked Miona, mm-hmm. this wouldn't be an issue.
At all.
If they all liked her, there wouldn't be an issue, you know, but they don't. So they're like, okay, that's what you want to do. When are you getting out? What's your plan? And then when Jabri was like, you know, act like I'm 15 again. And the dad's like, yeah, you do look like you're 15 again. And I'm like, you're 28, dude.
Yeah,
man.
However, I will say I like Miona in this episode because she goes, I think they're going to ask us to leave. Which I'm not against because I don't want to be here.
That's what I want to do in the first place. Win-win for Miona.
I like the way she said that. And two, that when they said that, she didn't jump up and go, you're goddamn right. We're leaving right now.
I already got my bag packed. It's already in the car. Jabri, I'll wait for you to get yours. I'm sitting here wine with your mama.
Yeah, when they said it, tap the couch, all of a sudden her suitcase pops out. Like, where the hell did that come from? I've been waiting on this day for 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 weeks.
But so as we see, like in the next episode, he's leaving, acting like he got thrown out.
Right.
But I'm like, if I was the parent, I'd be like, well, wait a minute. How are y'all going to get there? No, that's my car.
That's my car. Give me back my shit.
Yeah, that's my car. So y'all got an Uber?
Sure.
We look down the street. Is there an Uber coming? Lyft? How you getting there?
And hope they're going to be here in 15 minutes because that's how long you got to get the hell off my property. Take your spoil ass off my property.
You kids get off my grass.
Well, call the cops.
But I mean, honestly, here's the deal. The Scorpio in me would be like, I wouldn't let my kid take my car if you're going to pull this crap. But then also the parent in you would be like, fine, take the car. That's the least I can do.
Mm-hmm.
I wish you well. Go figure out your life and get together. But he's
28. I thought you were going to go with another F. Go.
No. Go figure it all out. Because he's 28. And I think, like, I wasn't mature enough at 28 to even think about getting married to anybody. And I'm glad I didn't. I'd be divorced right now if I did. You know, but he's 28. Have a plan. And it can't be like, when my album blows up, we're going to be set. You're going to be my queen. Because people have been saying that. Hell, Special Ed's been saying that for decades. Ain't had nothing else since I got it made.
You leave Special Ed out of this, okay?
Oh, I love Special Ed, but I'm just saying, you think Special Ed was talking that crap back in the day? Of course he was. He was in high school blowing up. And then, yeah.
And then that was it.
I'm the Magnificent. There's one more album. And then after that, Ghost Town. So you just can't depend on when your album blows up and your music career is going to take off. You just don't know. So I just look at him as he's 28. To me, this is tough love. So good for the parents to be able to do it. You keep babying a 28-year-old, they will stay a baby.
Damn right. Speaking of Ghost Town, let's head over to Salina, Kansas. Well, it's definitely a ghost town because there are not very many Africans there, as we found out. But
well, now there's two. There's two Africans now.
Yeah.
It's a tribe.
As we get to Emily and Kobe, you know, before we even get to meet Temperature, the controlling nature of Emily when Kobe's around, his son, is why it baffles me that he even slipped up and got her pregnant a second time. Like, you know the way she's been with you when you're around Colbin, and you still go ahead and knock her up again. Now you got to deal with her again.
Maybe like, she got the ill nana.
I doubt that. Probably the ill nana. Jesus. Ugh.
Ugh. Oh. So, I made a lot of more notes on this one than all the others.
Of course you did.
So when Kobe goes to go meet Temperature, we'll come to this name thing in a second, because it's not just Americans, it's not just black people in America that name their kids some stupid crap. And I don't think that's probably his real name, but still, no. Just Temperature.
I'm not giving my name around these white folks.
But I think I see why his name is Temperature, because he sure did turn the room up when he got to dinner, but we'll get to that in a second. I just like how they tried to blur out the Heineken case that he was bringing them. Like, okay, Stevie Wonder could see that's Heineken. Come on. That's blatantly Heineken. Stop. Why even blur it out? But when he was telling Kobe he needs to step up and be a man, I'm like, Kobe won't be able to step up and be a man in Emily's household. It's not going to happen.
Right. That's facts. But, you know, the fact that he was telling Kobe this in advance, right, is now lets me know why she was pitching a fit when Kobe wanted to go see the only other black man in Salina, Kansas. she's like, don't let them put any ideas in your head. And Temperature, what he do? He put a battery in Kobe's back and was like, you know, you've got to take over and you got to be the man in the family. You know, and then they go to dinner. Nice of the family to want to meet Temperature, and you know. But then he realized that battery died before Kobe even got back home, because as soon as they sit down, Emily's doing all the man stuff, ordering the food for him and everything. Like, my wife will say, hey, I want this. The waiter or waitress comes, I order for both of us, right? There's no point that she's ordering for me and her like that. Like, come on. The man can speak English. The man knows how to read. The man can order his goddamn food. You want to be so independent as her dad says? Her dad is an idiot. Tell him why she's independent. She's not independent. She's just spoiled. She's spoiled and y'all let her get away with so much shit that she goes to treat this man like this.
So I love the part where Kobe says all the things Temperature was saying, it reawakened that African spirit in me. And I made the note, I was like, Emily's going to put that African spirit right back to sleep.
And she sure did.
It's not going to happen. And, you know, Temperature, you know, wants Kobe to man up. And I'm just like, I'm hearing everything he's saying. And if I was Kobe, I'd be like, dude, no. You know, don't you got to understand, them, you know, in where we're from, the man is at the top. Mm-hmm. And even her dad is not at the top.
Yeah.
You know, so you got to figure she got this from her mama. Mm-hmm. But then I when they were talking about he was from royalty, I'm like, is Kobe Prince Akeem? Is that what's about to happen?
This is 90 Day Fiance coming to America.
Yeah, just in the face.
In the face. But you, like, did you see Emily's face when he said that?
Yeah.
And then to go, well, you don't have any money? You have no kingdom to rule? Did you not listen to what the man said? He said there are over 200 tribes in Cameroon. Every tribe has a head of the tribe. He's in that lineage.
Doesn't mean it's money. It's just he's the head of a tribe. Doesn't mean like the tribe is, it's not like Buckingham Palace. Each tribe has a court. And there's a king, prince, a duke, and all this stuff for each of those. It's just like, hey, you don't have to go get stuff. You still got to go get stuff. bring it to the tribe. You get to keep here and chilling out. You know, that's the perks. But, you know, Temp bringing that African household structure is just not going to fly. And I think, and her mom was right. He's marrying an American woman. So you can't all of a sudden come here. Hey, you can't come here broke, no pot to piss in, winter throw it out of, and then all of a sudden, I'm the man. That's not going to happen. Now, if he came here as an African royalty with money, financial power, he would be able to call those shots.
At the same time, she cannot emasculate that man every chance she gets in front of everybody, period. You cannot do that. She is so disrespectful in the way that she does that, that it's annoying. Like, she is indeed the villain of this season, but man, she is,
it's warranted.
Very.
Yeah, it's warranted. And then when Kobe said, you know, the man is always on top, I was like, so maybe that's how she got pregnant again.
I really think not in that moment. I think she was on top.
Yeah, well, you know, but I mean, they have a mess on their hands. Mm-hmm. And then for her to be upset that Temperature knows, it's like Kobe has to talk to somebody. You have all these other people you can confide in if you want to.
Right.
Kobe doesn't have, you haven't even introduced Kobe to the other five black people that aren't Africans in Salina, Kansas. At least you can do that.
Yeah.
Like, go to Craigslist. Is there a set up a spades tournament? Somebody's going to show up. If it's just two other people, hey, Kobe, these are your new two friends. You got people you can hang out with. But you got to give them something.
Yeah. That which is why I was so pissed when she was, well, we've got a wedding to plan, but I guess you're going to go hang out with your friend. Of course he wants to go hang out with his friend.
Tired of being around you. And he wants to be around his people. Like, she doesn't understand what that's like. And I think for, you know, if you, let's say if you are just your typical Anglo-American, you're around white people all the time. You don't know what it's like to be the only black person in a town that's predominantly all white. And you just want to have someone that looks like you, that you can talk to.
Right.
Which is why we do that, right? When you walk around the mall, you're out somewhere, you see another black person, you make eye contact, you're like, hey, what's up, brother? Hey, how's it going? Don't know you, haven't met you, but I'm always going to acknowledge you because you just need that. And so I feel that way growing up out of San Antonio, Texas. I can't imagine coming from Cameroon to Salina, Kansas.
Right.
And it is totally different. So she's not, she just can't, she can't see that.
She can't see it. And those kind of things that she can't teach Coben, right? I mean,
right.
It's like in the words of the great philosopher, David Chappelle, you know, on the plane, see another black man, you both nod. And they say, oh my God, they're going to take down the hijackers. Like, nope, that's not it. We just know they don't take black hostages. Well, things that black people just understand.
But I mean, I think that's the importance, especially, you know, interracial couples. Yeah. There are certain things that the black parent can teach the child mm-hmm. that the white parent can't. Mm-hmm. And especially if you're looking at cultures, if I was from Cameroon, I'd want to teach them some things that I grew up with as children. I'd let them eat the damn nuts. It's not going to kill them. It's just one nut. A bunch of kids in Africa grow up eating those nuts. 200 tribes. There's not like 200 tribes, and every year, five kids of every tribe dies from eating one nut.
Yeah, but that kid is in America, so that may change things. Over here, if a kid just says peanut, they catch allergies, okay? So let's be honest here. But look, it's going to be next week's episode, especially when she finds out that that Temperature knows that she's pregnant. That's going to be amazing, because she's about to pitch another fitting, you know, curse of, I can't wait to see this one, because again, out of pocket. And you're right, he's marrying an American woman, but she's also marrying an African man. She has the boundaries. You've got to learn how to work within the boundaries of each other's culture. There are cultural differences. You got to be able to blend them, not be disrespectful either way. Because he said some disrespectful stuff at first, some very misogynistic stuff, but she's been way more disrespectful the entire time right. since then. So, and still holding on to the one thing he said to her that she won't let it go. Not the other 500 things she said, but you know, we'll get to that when we get to next week's episode. It's going to be amazing. We're back again on Wednesday for Married at First Sight season 15 recap. And then, of course, back next Sunday for the 90 Day Fiancé recap. And on Monday, we'll return with our regular episode audio and Tuesday the video, because, you know, this past weekend was a whole lot going on. Terrell went to his first Jerk Festival. We'll talk about that. And I know it sounds like something that was made specifically for him, but no, this is a Caribbean Jerk Festival, food festival, and you had a good time, didn't you?
I did. I ate a lot. Looking forward to talk about it. You know me, I'm a people watcher, so I'm just doing a lot of observing. And I can tell you one thing I observed. There's beautiful black women in Charleston, South Carolina.
Yes,
sir. I'm like, oh my God, they're not built like that in Austin, Texas. No, I mean, sir. I was like,
Grits.
Yeah.
Girls raised in the South.
Yeah. Yeah. I was quite pleased. I was quite pleased.
Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah. Send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit that you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on a regular show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.